Dear listener, you're welcome to the audio library of Dunamis International Gospel Center. This message will communicate to you the principles, presence, and power of God that will transform your life and destiny. Dr. Paul is the senior pastor, Dunamis International Gospel Center, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
Thank you. We praise your name, Almighty God, covenant, covenant.
It for you to lead is Christ.
When we walk in the light, with the Lord of Israel,
what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His glory, He abides in our feet. Every one who
for the shadows can lie, for the doubting can cry, for the fight with me, Christ is the way.
Oh,
for the top of the sea, for the sky of the sea, that abides by me.
Not
a body we wear, not a sorrow we share, not a crying that we sleep with.
Oh,
not a grief of a loss, not a frown of a cross, but a blessed with
everybody, God has a way, God has a way.
To be happy in Jesus, God has a way. For we never can lose the delight of His love, once we follow Him, Lord. Oh,
for
the faith on His shore, for the joy is at dawn, our forgetful is running away.
Everybody,
okay,
for the faith on the
way, to be happy.
Everybody,
trust and obey.
for the soul of the
world. To be happy.
We shall take stanza four calmly and quietly. Stanza four. But we never
care to the until all
come in. For the sake of missions, for the joy he has brought, and for them who will trust and come
again, again.
But we never can do the delight of His love until all of the earth shall relate. Oh, for the sake of Jesus, for the joy He has brought,
and for them who will trust and come.
Everybody
trust and
obey, for there's no other way.
You'll be happy in Jesus, trust and obey.
Everybody
trust and obey.
Whisper the name of the one who wants to trust and obey. Father, we love you for tonight. We love you forever. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your word. Thank you for your people. Breathe upon us. Let your word come strong. Give us the spirit of grace and supplication. Let nobody be here the same. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name. Give him a big clap of hands. A bigger clap of hands as you fix yourself. I'd like to welcome everyone here tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Everyone seated here live and everyone watching and connected via the satellite, the television channel, and our church locations across the world. Tonight we are looking at secrets of divine health and vitality, part 2. 3 John verse 2, he said, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." Everyone here can confirm that we live in a world of very strange afflictions, strange, sudden attacks. To my knowledge, it has not been like this, maybe like 20 or 30 years ago. Young man you meet, what is wrong? They say kidney failure. What is wrong? Liver failure. Yesterday was a woman that was healed at the healing and deliverance service. One side of the kidney died. They removed it. She had nephrectomy. Then the liver failed. Then the heart is failing. The husband borrowed money from the bank to service the woman's affliction. That's the kind of world we live in. So it is important to be very armed, seriously armed, with what it takes to live in health and vitality. And there are two things I will say to you by way of introduction. And that is number one. The infirmities of humanity was transferred to the Savior at Calvary. The infirmities of humanity was transferred or were transferred unto the Savior at Calvary. The Bible said in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 3-5, "He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. We hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed." 2,000 years over ago, the infirmity of humanity was transferred on the Savior. Matthew chapter 8 verse 17, "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." All the sicknesses, past, present and future, was carried by the Savior on Calvary, and you don't have any reason to carry them right now. Repeated in 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24, "That which his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed." That's the first thing I wanted you to know. Number two, the arrival of the Savior is the guarantee of health and vitality. The arrival of the Savior is the guarantee of health and vitality. John chapter 10 verse 10 said, "The thief cometh not but for to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. This is why I came. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. The reason why he came was to check out sicknesses from our bodies. No wonder in Luke chapter 6 verse 19, the Bible said there went virtue out of him. The whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed some of them. Does that include you? If that includes you, then every sickness in your body tonight has ended. Every family affliction in your life has ended. Everything that followed you from your father's line and mother's line ended now. What then are the secrets of divine health? Number one, have faith in the Savior as your healer. Don't just take him as your Savior, let him be your healer. Number two, live in the fear of the Lord. Number three, watch your thought. Bible says life and death. It says out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Watch your thought. Number four, refuse the fear of being the next victim. Refuse it. The fear of being the next victim. Refuse. Five, feed on the word of God. The Bible makes it clear that the word of God carries medicinal power. Feed on the word of God. Six, wait on the Lord periodically. Wait on the Lord periodically. Seven, maintain joy and praise. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. Maintain joy and praise. 8. Watch your words. What comes out of your mouth affects your life. 9. Vehemently reject negative suggestions and revelations. The Bible did not say the just shall live by his dreams. The Bible said the just shall live by his faith. 10. Refuse to comply with negative symptoms. I dealt with 1, 3, 5, 7, and 9 in the first service. I shall be dealing with 2, 4, 6, 8, and 10 in this service. So I am dealing with live in the fear of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 7 and 8. He said, be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be held to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Fear the Lord, it shall be held. Malachi chapter 4 verse 2. He said, but unto you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. To fear him is to be healed by him. What does it mean to fear him? Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13. He said, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil, to run away from evil, to run away from iniquity, equals the fear of God. Am I communicating? So iniquity invites infirmity. What did I say? Iniquity invites infirmity. Psalm 107 verse 17. Fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Because of their transgressions and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Psalm 119 verse 67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. Before I was afflicted, what happened? I went astray. But now have I kept your word. So, when you live in transgression, you live in the realm of broken down hedge. And he that breaketh the hedge, the serpent will bite. Live in the fear of the Lord. Next, refuse the fear of being the next victim. I heard from Bishop Adeoye, he said, it is at funerals that the devil locates the next victim. Why? Because somebody is carelessly talking. You could be the next person. Refuse the fear of being the next victim. Job chapter 3 verse 25. Job said, the things which I greatly feared is come upon me. That which I was afraid of is come unto me. What you fear determines how you fare in life. That your brother or sister or relation or somebody you know was a victim of a particular situation does not mean you will be a victim. Refuse the fear of being the next victim. Am I communicating at all? How many of you know that when somebody has an attack, maybe he passed on for whatever reason, it is easy for the devil to say, well, how are you sure you couldn't be the next? Look at the devil, say you are a pastor. Say, are you holier than him? Are you stronger than him? Are you more spiritual? What guarantee do you have? But hear me. When Herod arrested James, he executed James in Acts chapter 12. And when he saw that the Jews were happy, especially the Pharisees, who did he arrest next? Peter. Waiting to kill Peter. But Peter wasn't killable. Why? Peter is not James. Was James not prayerful? Not necessarily. What happened to James? Only God knows. Why did Herod succeed against James? When we reach heaven, we will know. But Peter must not expect to die because James died. The experience of James must never become the expectation of Peter. Am I communicating? Whenever the devil says, look at what happened to somebody, tell him, Peter is not James. The just shall not live by the experience of others, The experience, negative experience of people must not become your positive expectation. The basis of your expectation is revelation. The revelation of scripture should be the basis of your expectation in life, not the experiences of people, not the frustrations of people. Is God speaking to somebody here? Take your seat. Refuse the fear of being the next victim. Thirdly, wait on the Lord periodically. It has been discovered that fasting is even medically profitable. In America, there is a detoxification process that people go through that involves stepping off some food for a while in order to cleanse the system of toxins. If you do a long fast, at times you come to a point where the breath becomes like the breath of a little baby. The system that has been overloaded has been decongested. Am I communicating? It's on record that the eagle fasts once a year. He will sit upon the mountain. We heard the eagle fast like 40 days, only water. At the end of those days, all his old feathers are shed. Every toxin in the body leaves his body. And then it mounts up again with strength for the new year. It has been confirmed that even medically, fasting is profitable, apart from any spiritual effect. But on top of that now, fasting spiritually supplies you with spiritual strength. And if your spirit is strong enough, it can handle any infirmity. Am I communicating? Periodically, don't wait for problems to come. Periodic. Once a week, twice a week, 1, 2, 3 days in a month. Make up your mind to wait on the Lord, wait on His word. It has healing power. What number are we now? 4. Watch your words. Watch your words. I'd like you to pay attention to these scriptures carefully. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 18. He said, there is someone that speaks like the piercings of a sword. That is what is coming out of his mouth is as if he is cutting himself with a knife. But the tongue of the wise is health. There is that speaketh like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise is health. Proverbs 16:24. Pleasant words, positive words, are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Negative words, they have the opposite effect. They are disease to life. No wonder Proverbs 18:21 said, death and life, he mentions death first, are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor, say, change your language. How many of you have been to some villages before where death is a major celebration? Say, there is wickedness there today. Yes. Wickedness, there's wickedness. Are you not coming for the wickedness? Say, the man has gone. Normally celebrating. And in those kind of places, if you ask somebody, when will you be traveling? Say, if death does not take us, by this time tomorrow I will travel. And how many of you have heard such a talk before?
There is permanent expectation.
No, I was pastoring for almost 12 or 13 years when I encountered a villager from our village. I was shocked to hear that statement because I didn't know when last I heard such a thing. When are you traveling? If death does not take us by this time tomorrow. Take your seat. Unfortunately, the last time I heard of a man, he has died. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why in the village they celebrate it, because this world. And they call people names that suggest. I had a growing up contemporary, his name was Born for Death. He didn't survive. I think he died in secondary school. Born for Death. Some people give such names maybe because of experiences they have had, but that is not correct. Am I communicating? Watch your words. See, I feel terrible. The more you talk, the more terrible you feel. And if you don't, stop talking, the terribleness multiplies. I'm feeling bad. I feel very bad about this matter. Somebody is thinking that he's being sincere. The more you talk, the badder you feel. And the badness can be translated into sickness. Am I communicating? One woman always says, when you say something she doesn't like, say, stop burning me with your words. Stop what? Stop burning me with your words. So she had pyrexia of unknown origin. That is fever whose cause is not known. P-U-O. Until a medical doctor diagnosed it to her statement. A Christian doctor diagnosed it to her statement. When they asked her to stop talking like that, the fever disappeared. She said, you are burning her. Why not fever? Burn is fever. Can somebody say amen? Be positivistic, enthusiastic, optimistic. Permanent. Positivistic, enthusiastic, optimistic. How are you? Top shape. Everything okay? Permanent. Are you doing good? Better than good. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Somebody shout the loudest amen. Lift your right and say in the name of Jesus. Everything is working fine. Every organ in my body. Every system in my body. Every artery. Every vein. Every nerve. Every tendon, every ligament is functioning in the perfection of creation. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. Finally, refuse to comply with negative symptoms. Refuse. Joel 3:10 said, let the weak say, I am strong. Reject it. Refuse it. We're taking each other's blood pressure as medical students. Somebody checked my own. And he said, it is high. I said, no way. Can't be high. For what? I'm not under any pressure. To show that devil that I did not believe in that report, I don't think I checked that blood pressure again till maybe 20 years later. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Let the weak say. Archbishop Benson, that was a blessed memory, was about to go for service one day and his leg was feeling some pain, terrible pain. You know the kind of thing you pray, it doesn't respond. He said, well, Leg, I am going to church. When you are ready, meet me there. Did the Leg meet him there or not? Take your seat. Does it make any sense to you? When we married, maybe after 1 year of our marriage, our baby was still under 1 year, our newborn baby, the first daughter. I was, when the doctors put her there, and I, very feverish, vibrating, I covered myself with thick blanket. The fever was not impressed. At least you should have considered that I have tried. The fever refused to be impressed. So when I saw it, I threw away the blanket. Shake it back at her. I began to blast high frequency grenadic tongues, shaking my head the way the headache would not like. On the spot, the fever advised himself. And the headache, when they saw that they got no attention. Am I communicating? I went to preach in Ilorin 1992 before I became a pastor at the youth center. I also had such kind of experience. And I asked, I told them, I said, carry me and drop me on the altar. That is, carry me. And if you want, bring the microphone close to my mouth. I will preach in that condition. When the fever had it, it disappeared. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I can't imagine me. Everybody, praise the Lord. I want to let you know I was in flame very fine, but I shall manage. God forbid. Stand and shout! Hallelujah. You may stand on your feet. What you pamper will tamper with you. Whatever you are pampering is tampering with you. Tampering with your destiny. Tampering with your life. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And what you are not resisting, you are assisting. If you haven't resisted it, you have been assisting it. That symptom that you are packaging. You know, people that are sick, they call them patients. You need to be patient to be a patient. How is the patient? He's very patient. Praise the Lord. They carried one woman from Benin, rheumatoid arthritis. Knee, legs. Flew her into the aircraft in that condition. She couldn't walk. They carried her on a stretcher. At Abuja Airport, they brought her down on a stretcher. Couldn't walk. And her daughter brought her to church here. And she entered in the service when I was talking like this. What you are not resisting, you are assisting. If you believe you are healed, do what healed people do. I was talking like that. React against the affliction. She heard that for a while and she said, what? She woke up in the morning lying on the bed. She said, does sick people lie? Do healed people lie on the bed? I am healed. She came out of the bed. Began to walk. She said, I remember I haven't worn my cover shoe for a long time. She went and carried the shoe, put it, and walked. Entered the car, said, take me to church. She came and said, Pastor, see me. You say, what I'm not resisting, I'm assisting. So I decided to resist it. See, I resisted it. Say, I should do what healed people do. That is what I have done. Healed people wear cover shoe. Healed people don't have knee problem. Healed people walk. They don't lie in the bed in the morning. That is what I have done. Put these keys to work. this year, and affliction will never be your portion. I'd like you to listen to the first message, pick it up, and just have a whole package of the messages, and your life can never be the same. In 2015, you won't know the road to the hospital. Your brothers, your sisters, your relations will never know. Lift your two hands and give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise for his word tonight. Give him the honor for his word tonight. Give him the adoration for his word tonight. Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the adoration. In the name of Jesus. Now, you are going to pray with all intensity. Are you ready? Lift your two and say, Father, I appreciate you for your faithfulness to us as a people. Thank you, Lord, for multiplied testimonies. To you be all the glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your word tonight. Thank you, Lord, because my life can never remain the same. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, thank you for the gift of your son, Jesus. Thank you for reconciling us to yourself by the blood. Cleanse me, Lord, from every sin, from every fault that may prevent my actions into your presence today by the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, rope me with your power. Enable me to pray effectively and fervently by the power of the Spirit. I receive power to pray. I receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. If anybody is standing, please sit in, please stand. Lift your hands up and say after me with all fire and authority. Let your voice be the loudest. Say, Father,
Father,
as a church,
I ask Lord.
Give me the grace.
Give us the grace.
To experience. The fullness
of divine health package.
In 2015, we receive the package of total health.
I receive it now.
Open your mouth.
Precious name. Lift your hands and say, Father. On behalf of Dunamis Church,
on behalf of
my family,
on
behalf of my life, I stand today by the blood of Jesus to resist to every form,
every agenda
of the spirit of infirmity in my life,
in
our midst, in 2050. In the name of Jesus,
oh,
you spirit of infirmity, you are arrested,
you are
roasted by fire.
Where sicknesses are sent,
we want to set them on fire. Lift up your sword and say, Father, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
I take authority.
I take authority.
Over every demonic altar.
In the witchcraft realm.
Designed to send arrows.
Designed to send arrows.
Strange affliction.
Pain.
Disease,
premature
death, into my family,
into
my life,
and
Dunamis membership in 2015. You satanic altar, in the name of Jesus,
just
fire. Proverbs chapter 26, verse 27. He that diggeth a pit shall fall therein. He that rolleth his soul, it will return back to him. Somebody say, back to sender.
Back to sender.
Back to sender. Back to sender. Lift your two hands and pray this prayer. Say, Father.
Father.
Louder. Father.
Father.
I demand today that every strange arrow,
strange pain, disease, tumor,
premature death,
arranged
to be sent into our midst,
into
my family,
into
my life,
into
Dunamis,
into
the church,
in
2015, in the name of Jesus,
we
fire, back to center,
back to center,
back to center.
Back to center.
him.
Everybody read this passage, Isaiah chapter 25, verse 7 to 8. Right on the screen. 1, 2, go. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all this, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces, and the rebuke of his people shall he take away from all the earth. For the Lord. So shall it be in your life this year. Lift your hands and say, Father, destroy in this place,
destroy
in this on this mountain,
on this mountain,
the face of every covering,
the face of every covering,
pass over my life,
over my life,
over my people,
over my
family,
over
Dunamis,
over my,
and every demonic veil
spread
on your people.
We
command it to catch fire
in
the name of Jesus.
Oh
Lord, swallow up death,
in
victory,
in
2015, and wipe away tears from our faces in 2015.
Take away
the rebuke of your people, from off the land,
in the
name of Jesus.
Do
it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Do it, Lord.
Open your
eyes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 19 amplified. Everybody read the first part. 1, 2, go. At that time, I will deal with all those. Stop there. Somebody say, deal with them, Lord. Lift up your tongue. Say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Deal with every human agent.
Every demonic force.
Responsible for affliction
in my life,
in Dunamis,
in my family,
in Nigeria.
Deal with them.
Deal with them.
In the name of Jesus.
Deal with them.
Deal with them.
Deal with them.
Deal with them.
Deal with them. Devil will use afflictions to silence you this year.
Amen.
Lift up your choice, say, Father.
Father.
Louder. Father.
Father.
Every agenda.
Every agenda.
Or conspiracy.
Or conspiracy.
Of the kingdom of darkness.
Of the kingdom of
to silence the voice.
To silence the voice.
Of the church.
Of the church.
The voice of Dunamis.
The voice of Dunamis.
The voice of my voice.
My voice.
And the voice of my family.
And the voice of
two negative occurrences.
Two negative incidences.
In 2015.
Be
frustrated.
Be
judged. Be led to rest. In the name of Jesus. Be led to rest. I'm going to go to the hospital. precious name, they are judged. Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. Everybody read it. One, two, love. Ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy guilt. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance. Lift your hand, say, Father.
Father,
ransom me.
Ransom
your people.
Ransom your people
from the power of the grave.
From the power of the grave.
In 2015.
In 2015.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Redeem us.
Redeem us.
From death.
From death.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
On behalf of myself.
On behalf of
and my family.
And my family.
Of Dunamis Church.
Oh Lord.
Plague death.
Plague death.
Destroy the grave.
Destroy
in
the grave.
2015.
On
behalf of your people.
By the blood of Jesus.
Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh Jesus. Second Chronicles chapter 7 verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins and I will heal our land. Hold the hand of somebody. Heal us of corruption. Heal us of insincerity, deception. Heal us of subversion. Lift the hands high up. Say, Father,
Father,
heal our land.
Heal our land.
Heal Nigeria.
Heal Nigeria.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Towards 2015 elections.
Towards 2015 elections.
We'll receive healing.
We'll receive healing.
Father,
Father,
restore Nigeria.
Restore Nigeria.
Back to glory.
Back to glory.
Back to dignity.
Back to dignity.
Heal us, Lord.
Heal us, Lord.
Now! We'll receive healing. Precious name. Lift your two hands, he has answered us. Going up to the high places. Going up to the high places. Going up to the high places. To
let's go up. Going up to the high places.
Everybody sing.
Going up to the high places.
Everybody sing.
Going up to the high places. To get the king.
Whose report will you believe?
The God of the Lord.
Whose report will you believe?
The God of the Lord.
Whose report will you believe?
The God of the Lord.
Whose report will you believe in Nigeria?
The God of the Lord.
Grab three people around you and tell them what that mission is. You shall not be captured. Your brothers, your relations, your loved ones cannot. Mighty God. In the name of Jesus. Remain standing and lift up your hands. Remain standing. And just before we shift to the next level, those who are here say, Pastor, I want to make it right with God. I want my sins forgiven. I want today to be a new day for me. Wherever you are, inside, outside, watching via the satellite or the internet, pray this prayer with me. Jesus Christ, I am a sinner. I need you in my life, Jesus. Make me a new person. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen.
You are coming back with your testimony. You are coming back with your testimony.
We do believe that you have been blessed by this message. To place your order for audios and DVDs of our messages, please contact us +234 80 332 00320, +234 80 331 44509, +234 704 00 74930, or visit our website at www.dunamisgospel.org. Remember, the devil is not in control. God is in control.
Child, Allah can stop it. Child, Allah can stop it. Nobody can stop it. Nothing, nothing, nothing can stop it.
You are coming back with your testimony. You are coming back with your testimony. Back with your testimony. You are coming back with your testimony. Back with your testimony. You are coming back with your testimony. You are coming.